Track 1.12.
Sleep in different cultures. It is quite apparent that there are significant differences in sleep patterns in different parts of the world, and that sleep patterns have also changed over time. Traditions, cultural values, and local conditions and environments all have a bearing on sleep practices and attitudes. One major source of these differences is the widespread availability of artificial light, which, since its introduction in the mid-19th century, has led to dramatic changes in sleep patterns in the industrialized world. It is thought that today we sleep at least an hour less each night than was the custom just a century ago, and probably several hours less than before industrialization and electricity. According to some studies, artificial lighting has encouraged people to go to bed later and to sleep in a single concentrated burst throughout the night, monophasic sleep, rather than the more segmented and broken up sleep patterns, polyphasic or biphasic sleep, that were previously the norm. During the long nights of the winter months, our prehistoric ancestors, and according to some researchers, more recent ancestors, up until about 200 years ago, may have broken sleep up into two or more chunks, separated by an hour or two of quiet restfulness. In nomadic societies, even today, it is more common for people to have this kind of biphasic sleep, or sometimes even more flexible and fragmented polyphasic sleep periods, sleeping on and off throughout the day or night, depending on what is happening. Even within the developed world, there are significant differences in sleep patterns. A study carried out in 10 countries in 2002 revealed some of these regional variations. For instance, while the average time the study participants slept was about 7.5 hours a night, the results from individual countries varied from 6 hours 53 minutes in Japan to 8 hours 24 minutes in Portugal. Over 42% of Brazilians took regular afternoon naps, compared to only 12% of Japanese people. Over 32% of Belgians complained of insomnia and other sleep problems, while only 10% of Austrians claimed not to sleep well. A daytime nap or siesta is commonplace among adults in many Mediterranean countries. Spain, in particular, has raised the siesta almost to the level of an art form, although in the hustle and bustle of the modern world, it is less ubiquitous than it once was. Naps are also common in parts of Africa and China. The experience of Japan is a clear example of the way a changing culture can affect sleep patterns. In the post-war years, Japan was keen to rebuild and reassert itself, and as one expression of patriotism, Japanese workers were encouraged to start work early and often finish late as well. The inamari, a nap taken at work in order to increase productivity, was encouraged as a way for an employee to demonstrate their commitment, even though it probably degraded the quality of nighttime sleep even more. Today, sleep is perhaps more undervalued in Japan than anywhere else, and sleep deprivation is endemic. It is clear then that there are cultural and historical differences in the amount of sleep we get and the way we get it. Yet, one thing is for sure. The need for sufficient sleep, however we may define this, is universal and unchanging.